on our side. It's catching the minds. That's one part. But capturing the hearts, that's what really does win. It's the passion, as you said, that would really drive that will really drive change and make it a reality. And it takes people telling the stories and communicating the reasons why people should care to make that happen. And that is what you have done, and really well. It's a very impressive book, Chasing the Scream, the First and Last Days of the War on Drugs.
This is KBOO Portland. That was Doug McVeigh speaking with Johan Hari about his best-selling book, Chasing the Scream, the First and Last Days of the War on Drugs. It's 9:59 a.m., coming up at 10. It's Air Cascadia with your host, Chris Andre. So keep it locked right here, KBOO Portland.
Oh, the war on drugs, that's a tough act to follow. Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Friday, August 14th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Coming up, 15 minutes of jiggery-pokery news, comments, and more. Well, our guests today are outstanding people who have done work that all of us would indeed want to add to our list of stuff that we are proud of. And indeed, it is great to have them in the community. Walter Tamasitis, the Hanford whistleblower, finally resolution after many, many years of fighting. And Walter can now get on with his life. We'll also be speaking with Michelle Seidelmuth with Sea Shepherd. Michelle will join us to clear up some of the misconceptions about Sea Shepherd, what they're doing, and what is actually going on far, far away in the Faroe Islands, but very close to home, in that all of us share responsibility for the slaughter taking place. We don't speak up if we let this go on, because it's far away and out of sight, out of mind, then it just continues. And we are all of us lesser creatures on the planet when we allow these beautiful creatures, these enormous whales, to be slaughtered in numbers that are incredible. If you look at the pictures, the water in a whole bay runs red, dark red. We're going to be talking then with Michelle in a little bit, two international volunteers actually with the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society are facing prison if they are found guilty. They're interfering with a hunt for pilot whales in the Faroes. It is that again, talking about crimes against nature. This is all due to the new Faroese Pilot Whale Act that was passed. And moving right along, just a couple of important headlines that we want to take a quick look at before we get on to talk with our guests. 40 people shut down work at the U.S. oil sands top sands mine in eastern Utah. That was an action in retaliation against the mining industry for the recent poisoning of the Animas River, and to call attention to the long-standing ecological disasters that mining does indeed present. KXL, of course, the Keystone XL opponents, quizzing TransCanada about their so-called man camps. This from Indian Country Today. Bakken oil is the most dangerous addictive drug on the planet, and it is poisoning more than the planet. The social fabric in small Dakota towns is eating its own tail, beginning with these so-called man camps. That's what they're called. Home to sex trafficking, prostitution, every chemical imaginable in the man camp veins. And as hearings were winding down last week on whether the South Dakota Public Utility Commission should recertify the application by TransCanada to run Keystone XL through the state, Yankton Sioux tribal attorneys cross-examined the company's witness, and the results are not pleasant to hear. The Keystone XL, whatever else you want to say about it, has violated and desecrated sacred lands, important traditional places of the Sioux tribe. And something that we don't often think about, unless you happen to read Indian country news on a regular basis. The hearings that are taking place are required to determine whether TransCanada must resubmit its application entirely. Well, let's hope that the Sioux prevail in their fight against TransCanada. And the Oregon Transport Department of Transportation, wow, fires everywhere. And the way the media, if even one small part of this whole scenario were taking place in any other year, the media would go nuts. But there are so many fires burning so many acres, so many square miles. It's absolutely terrifying. We have never seen anything like this before. Firefighting agencies say that these fires are different from anything that they've ever encountered. And they present strange new problems that looks like we're going to be facing on a regular basis in the future, if we have a future. So that said, we want to get right on and welcome Walter to Tamasitis, Dr. Tamasitis, to the KBOO Airwaves. He's been a regular guest for, lo, these many years while he pursued his struggle. So good morning, Walter. We're so glad to have you back on the show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
We're well, thanks. This is on a happier note than many of our other chats.
It is, and I want to thank you and KBOO for your support over the past 5 years. It's been a long battle. Thank you.
No, well, what you did, blowing the whistle on these fiends, takes courage, and you really did give up a huge part of your life to do the right thing.
So, it is. It's about 10% of my work life, if you will, which if you call your life, that's a large percentage.
Yeah, it is. Do you want to just let listeners know, once again, just refresh memories of what you were fighting, why you were doing this, and how the resolution has ended for you?
Okay. Real quickly, I was challenging the technical solutions for the waste treatment plant being built at Hanford, Washington. Bechtel and URS were going to go forward with a design which wouldn't work, and I raised a flag on that and said, no, you have to do much more testing, and as a result of that, they fired me from the WTP. URS then put me in a basement for 18 months and did everything they could to get me to fire or to quit before they fired me again in October of 2013. So we filed a number of lawsuits and had a number of things we wanted to go after. Money was never the issue. I wanted to change the thing to make it better for people in the future, and actually we accomplished that. You know, one of the things we accomplished, Chris, is people who now file a lawsuit, whistleblower lawsuit, can get a jury trial under the Energy Reorganization Act, and that's a major step forward. Before that, people could have a judge make a bench decision on it without a jury. So that's a major step. We got the WTP shut down so that the focus is on building it correctly. My technical issues led to the shutdown in 2012 by Secretary Chu, and matter of fact, it's still shut down. We then had many cultural surveys done showing the problems across the DOE, not just at Hanford. And really, Chris, the biggest thing is by having no confidentiality, we send a message to the management that if you do the wrong thing, it can cost you money. And we send a message to all the young engineers and engineers out there that are ethical and have high integrity to stand up for something's right and justice can prevail.
Walter, I cannot thank you enough for everything that you've done. The confidentiality issues, making jury trials possible now for whistleblowers, and of course, probably stopping us all from being poisoned on a routine basis by Hendra. Thank you so much. My guest has been Walter Tamasitis. We are so grateful to you for everything that you've done. Thanks again.
And thank you, Chris, for your support again.
Oh, It's been, you know, we'll stay in touch with you and update listeners on what you do next. But thanks so much for what you've done now. And our next guest, we're going to be speaking now with Michelle Seidelman with Sea Shepherd. And what is going on in the Faroe Islands is pretty shocking. The whale kills are progressing. They're going on right now behind our backs. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for being with us. And she'll be with us in just a moment. This business with the new Faroese Pilot Whaling Act that was passed has created more killing fields for these huge, beautiful creatures. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us. And can you bring us all up to date on what actually is going on in the Faroes? And then I want to ask you about Sea Shepherd and what you're doing about it. But first, to let listeners know what actually is going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically what's going on in the Faroese Islands right now is they have written a pilot whale acting law where it has become illegal for anybody to get involved in stopping the grind, which basically is as many as 1,000 pilot whales are being killed a season. And they use banger poles and boats, and they drive the whales into roughly, there's 23, 24 grin beaches. They beach them, and at that time, they use a specific tool to decapitate them. The pilot Jesus. Whales that don't completely
That's
beach.
Incredible.
I know.
It's just.
Yes. And the whales that aren't completely beached, they use a hook, and they pull them in by the blowholes. And yeah, it's a very horrific slaughter. It can take minutes for many of them to perish. You know, if you look at the photos and see the videos, they actually, they scream, and it is a horrific genocide of whales. They are migrating through the area, and oftentimes their entire families wiped out.
So who does this? Who participates in this? I mean, where do they get people that'll do stuff like that? I mean,
it's fairly common. The Faroese Islands are located off of Denmark. And, you know, it basically at this point, it's not being used for subsistence. They have all of the same grocery stores that are located in Denmark are located there on the islands. Most of the meat is usually ends up being discarded or winds up in restaurants or even, you know, as kind of a tourist thing on the island.
But that's an awful lot of whale. I mean, like, I eat sushi once in a while, but the idea of, like, not even in one lifetime could a person consume a whale? I was trying to figure this out today when I was driving in. I want to ask you now about Sea Shepherd and what Sea Shepherd's been doing about this. And also, there are a couple of events coming up very soon, 11 o'clock today. And then again on Saturday, there is more going on. Why don't you give us that information right now and then talk a little more about Sea Shepherd?
Yes. So today, Sea Shepherd and other supporters will be down at the Danish Consulate, which is located at 888 Southwest 5th Avenue. It's in the Pioneer Tower. And we are standing in solidarity with the 250 pilot whales that were killed a week ago. And just this week, another 61. Luckily, Sea Shepherd was there, and we were able to herd several, you know, almost half the pod out and save their lives. There were five Sea Shepherds arrested in the grind, that was 250, and there was another five arrested this week. They're being fined and can be held up to 2 years in prison for simply the act of standing on the grind beach. We are not allowed to stand on the beach. We are not allowed to do anything. We are not allowed to be in the water. we are not allowed to not report pilot whales being seen. And so we are asking the Danish government to please, they are part of the EU, which and have committed to not whaling, and for them to be allowing the Faroese to do this and protecting them. And they've got their Danish Navy that's actually out there protecting the Grins, and they're the ones that are taking Sea Shepherds into custody. And as a member of the EU, they are breaking the laws that they have signed and agreed to. And we're asking them to stop supporting this horrific slaughter. We have letters going to the parliament, and we would love to have as many supporters down there in their lunch break today, 11 to 1. Great support for these pilot whales. They really need us.
Plenty of time to get down there, yeah. And then tomorrow there's more going on in St. Helens, is it?
Yes. Then on Saturday we have a Columbia River cleanup and a screening of the fabulous documentary Damnation, which is about the impacts the dams are having on several of the rivers, including specifically the Columbia River and the salmon population. And it's just a fascinating documentary. We have a silent auction that will be benefiting Sea Shepherds with some restaurants and great art and herbivores. We've got some great donations, and we're going to kayak across. Or
very quickly, we're almost out of time here. Just quickly, okay. Time and place for tomorrow.
It's 464 Gray Cliff Drive, St. Helens, Oregon. It's 25 minutes up 30, and the time is 1 to 7. Love to have people come out and join us.
We'll be there. Many thanks, Michelle. My guest, of course, has been Michelle Seidelman with Sea Shepherd. Come out and hear what Sea Shepherd has to say. We're going to clear up some misconceptions about this organization that's doing such amazingly brave work in far-flung places. This has been at Cascadia for Friday, August 14th, 2015. Sam Parrish engineered the show for today. Thanks, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson, welcome back. Is the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Hunter. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.